All right, welcome to the podcast for day two of Toy Fair 2006. That is Sunday, February 12th. After some feedback from people, we decided to change the format a little bit. What we'll do is we'll have, like, this is a generic Toy Fair information podcast, and then it'll be broken down by companies. That way, if there's a company you're not interested in, you can just skip that. And if there's someone you are interested in, you can listen to it. It'll make it a little easier, plus the files will be smaller, so you can download them one at a time. And, you know, again, hopefully it'll overall make this a little better process. So to start out with, this is the generic podcast, the generic section for for day two of Toy Fair. And first off, there is a lot of snow in New York City. If you haven't been checking the weather, this is the most snowfall they've ever had in New York City, you know, since they've been keeping track. 26.9 inches in Central Park. That's a lot of snow. I hear that the cap on snow this year was 24 in Steinbrenner. Worked some deal out so they could get almost 27. I don't know what the deal is. It's just New York, everything's got to be bigger. I don't know what it is. They probably heard there's 15 inches in Boston, so they had to have 27 inches here. That's just how they are. And then I hear they're making some kind of deal to get some of that snow from Boston to come up here. So that's just a little side thing going on. But on today's, the other podcast, the companies we saw were Diamond Select, Jack's Pacific, Gentle Giant, DC Direct, Dark Horse Comics, Zizzle. We went back to Mattel for a media event, and then Toy Biz. Okay, I want to throw out a couple things from the Mattel section in this one, because really don't need to do another section about Mattel, but there's a little bit more information about them and their lines that I wanted to throw up. First thing is with the DC superheroes, the articulated figures. Okay, the second series are going to have comics, and after that, the comics are no longer going to be a part of the line. So when you get it, you're just going to get the figure. You're not going to actually get the comics with them later. Anyway, the big reason for that change is because they're trying to cut a little cost in it, because that is a little extra cost to get those printed, and it's very difficult for them to work, because they've got to work with DC to get these published. It's not like with Toy Biz and Marvel, where they're, you know, basically the same company. It's a lot easier for them to get this stuff published, the issues they want, and get them in there. So it's a convenience thing, and also they want to kind of use that to try and maybe bring down the price a little bit on the figures. No guarantees that'll happen, but that's part of the plan. So the comics will be out after the second series. And the second series is, you know, the Superman set, Superman, Doomsday, Bizarro, and Supergirl. For the media event, they also added in a 30-inch Superman, similar to the Batman Begins one, who will have a removable cape as well, so that you could, you know, possibly give it to your kid if you want. But of course, it's actually a figure. It's not designed for that. That's a nice little bonus. And then they just had a couple other two-ups there, which was a Supergirl, who's already being made, and a Mr. Freeze. So, and we'll have images for those eventually at some point. Mainly that's the generic stuff for today. Today was mostly press events for different companies. Now, I'm not a big fan of press events. I know why companies do it. Number one, it's easier. You know, everybody's together. They can get this down. They can do one presentation, and they can spend the rest of their time with buyers. That's always good. In some ways, it's good if you're going to have an event where someone's coming, you know, a celebrity or what have you, then they can be there at the same time. Again, I'm not a big fan of press events simply because what happens is you have all these media events in, you know, a showroom, and when whatever presentation is done, you've got like 30 people who all want to take pictures of the same thing. So it's hard working around everyone else, and everybody wants to get pictures, and you know, and some people, you know, take a while, or what'll happen is you'll get like a bottleneck in some area. But again, I know why they do it, because to be quite honest, collector media are high maintenance. Anyway, mainly we're high maintenance because, you know, the buyer comes in and says, you know, let's say, for example, it's It's comic book action figures. Well, hey, there's Spider-Man, there's some other guys. Hey, that sounds great. We want however many. When the collector media come in, they're like, was this going to be this way? Is Spider-Man going to have his outfit on from Amazing Spider-Man 27? Or realistically, it's more like it'd be comic book guy. Will that character be wearing the outfit from number 27 of Amazing Astonishing Spider-Man from 1963? Or will it be the slightly miscolored version? That's seriously, that's the kind of stuff that you get. And again, it's because, we really want to know how close it is to the source material. But that's just the way it works out. But anyway, it seems like everybody had their press event today. And for the most part, they went fairly well, actually. I have to say, and I'll talk a little more about those when I get to those sections. But I was kind of surprised that they went fairly smoothly. But anyway, that's about enough of the generic stuff. So, whichever companies you're interested in, there'll be a variety of other shorter than yesterday podcasts on different companies, and it may all together be just as long. But again, you can pick and choose who you want to see, and get a little information there. For whichever companies you're interested in. So that's it for the generic podcast number one for day two.